You know, the Pasuk says, Leitzer Chesed Alohim, that the Eibishter watches Chesed for 2,000 generations, and Pekeh Avin Avos, Al Shaleishon Avidei. The Eibishter watches over Averis, keeps Chesed of Averis for 3 to 4 generations. So Rashi brings down that you see from here that the Midah Tovah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is 500 times stronger than the Midah Ra. Because Chesed he keeps track of for 2,000 generations, and Averis he only keeps track of at the most 4 generations. So you see that the Midah Tovah is 500 times stronger than the Midah Ra. So it was bothering me that, take a look at the world, and if you look at it realistically, which tzad seems to have the upper hand? Is it the tzad of Teva Kadosh Baruch Hu has the upper hand, or is it the tzad of Ra? I think it's quite obvious that, unfortunately, it's the tzad of Ra that has the upper hand. So, how does that stem with the pasuk? The pasuk is saying that the Midah Teva Kadosh Baruch Hu is 500 times stronger. And yet, the Chura, in reality we see not like that. In reality we see that the tzad of Ra has the upper hand. How does that stem with the pasuk? So I want to say Gevalt Kipshat, and if we analyze the Kayach and the Ashpa, the energy of Purim, to learn how to access Taka, the Kayach of this pasuk, to reach the tzad of Teva Kadosh Baruch Hu that's 500 times stronger. So we all know, it says in the Megillah, that the reason why Purim is called Purim is Hashem HaPur, because of the Geirul, because of the lot that Haman threw. Haman made a Geirul to decide which day Chas V'Shalom to annihilate the Yidden. And Hashem HaPur, because of that Geirul, because of the lot, that's why it's called Purim. So it was bothering me that Lechura, if you think about the story of Purim, there's a lot more significant detail. If you had to choose a name, right? You all know the name touches up with the Yontif of Purim. Lechura, there's a lot more significant detail that one would have chosen to name Purim, right? Of all the things to choose to name the Yontif of Purim, it's Hashem HaPur, what's the chance? I would have called it a chveit, Yom Evin Apichu, Yom Lipsum Adla Yoda. Step is that of all the details in the story of Purim, Chazal chose which name should we choose to title of Purim? Hashem HaPur. What's exactly the push of shot in that? Of all the things, of all the details in the story of Purim, that's the most significant detail, Hashem HaPur. What's the shot? How do we understand it? So I think the word of shot, Shiva is a couple of kashas. That we all know Chazal tell us that the famous Medrash that Haman and Mordechai were both generals in the army of Ahasuerus, and Haman squandered his food and he had nothing left to eat. He was holding mamish ready to die, so he goes to Mordechai and he gets Mordechai to help him out. So Mordechai says, "Fine, of a b'tnai that you become my eved lo'olam." That's what happened, the deal was done, and Haman signed Mordechai's shoe, that he's his Eved, and that's it, and Haman was Mordechai's Eved Laila. So the Yeshiva asked, why is it that when the whole Gzeira of Haman came about, that Haman was Gezer the Gzeira, so why did Mordechai go to Ahasuerus and tell him, this Haman over here, he's an Eved, An Eved does not want to have a position of royalty. And if Mordechai would have went to Ahasuerus and told him that your minister is an Eved, he would have thrown him out, and the whole Atzala would have came, chick-chock, 1, 2, 3, wouldn't have been any problem. So why didn't Mordechai go ahead and do that? Haman made this Zera, Mordechai should have went to Ahasuerus, and should have told him, look, here's the star, Haman is an Eved, and he's not right to have the position of royalty, and kick him out, and then Yidden would have been saved. Why didn't Mordechai go ahead and do that? I think the Rosh Yeshiva understood. I'm not sure what the rules are, but that's the Rosh Yeshiva understood for a passage that an Eved is not right to have a decision of Malchus, and if Mordechai would have went to Ahasuerus, he would have thrown him out, and that's it. The whole story would have been over. That's the Rosh Yeshiva. What?
Why
I would imagine that he kept the shoe in a safe place and he didn't rub out there. He used to show it to him. That's where she was, one question where she is. And the whole Gzera came about. Mordechai should have went to Achashverosh, showed him that he's an Eved, and that's it. He didn't want to be in Israel. Why did he do that? Faces where she is that why is it that Esther, when she chose to figure out a way to save the Yidden, what does she go ahead and do? She goes ahead and invites Haman Achashverosh to Mishnah Yad. So to Rishi Gefer, because I'll tell us Achashverosh was a bigger anti-Semit than Haman. We all know Nichtes Yayin Yasser Toy, right? You get drunk, all your inhibitions are loosened, and your true feelings come out. So what did Esther think? What was she thinking? She's going to sit here with the two biggest anti-Semitim, Haman and Achashverosh, and get them drunk, and what's going to happen? What do you mean? All the anti-Semitism is going to come gushing out, and they're going to kill her. Who knows what? That's the Esther. That makes sense. That's what Esther goes in and does. She wants to figure out how should we save Miriam. Takes the two biggest anti-Semitim, invites them privately to the room. The shikas they on. What kind of crazy Esther is that? What was she thinking? But she was going to tell them, right? That was her plan, right? She was going to tell them she was Jewish. What's going to happen? You have two drunk anti-Semitic, and you go tell them you're Jewish. What was she thinking? Third of all, the Rishivi asked that, what's the chal? Why is it that we get drunk on Purim? I walk it brought down, that it's the day for the Mishtayayin talking about Esther May. So the Rishivi asked, okay, pashtas getting drunk is not exactly conducive to spirituality, one would think, right? You know? Superficially, one would think that, right? Depends actually how you drink, you know. And some people know how to do it right, but so you have to make a zeicha for the Mishtayayin. Okay, make a nice party and put some bottles of wine on the table and say, you know, like you say in Pesach, Matzuzu, Marzu, put a bunch of bottles of wine on the table and say, oh, this wine is zeicha for the Mishtayayin. What's that? To remember the Mishtayayin, you actually have to live it again, push it to get drunk again. What's exactly the Indian of Shikras? And fourth of all, the Rishiva is that, you know, the Ramah brings down that a person is able to be Mekai Ma'avul Yada, you drink a little bit Yais Mekdei Hergela, a little bit more than you used to, and you go to sleep, and that way you Mekai Ma'avul Yada. Right? So Pashas the Pshat is, because when you're sleeping, you don't know the difference between the Arham and Baruch Hai. The point is Ma'avul Yada, you should know the difference between the Arham and Baruch Maruch Hai. A person's asleep, he doesn't know the difference. Rishiva said that can't be the shot. A person is asleep from Moshe face. The Torah says, "Lo tachma, don't be jealous." So when a person is asleep, he gets the mitzvah because he's not jealous at that point. The mitzvah is avul yada. Pshat is that it has to be like a positive idea when you're sleeping, because that's not avul yada. The pshat is that you're asleep, you're unconscious. It tries to say that that's the key of avul yada. Shiva didn't understand this Ramah. What's the pshat? The pshat is kipshutei, because when you're sleeping, you don't know the difference. He felt that that's a sharp shot. You know, a person is not allowed to have machshavas zoros. When he's asleep, he gets a big mitzvah, he doesn't have machshavas zoros. That's the shot. When you're asleep, you're not doing anything. You know, you're asleep. How is that a key of avad lo yod? Those are the four kashas to Rishivi. Okay, first of all, he is. Why didn't Mordechai go tell Achashverosh that Haman was an eved, and that way he didn't want to be saved? Second of all, what was Esther thinking when she made this mishdayayim with the two biggest factors missing? And third of all, what's that? You have to get shikr in order to remember the Mishtayayin. Why can't you just, you know, point to the bottles of wine on the table? And fourth of all, what's the pattern of the Ramah? That by sleeping, you can be Mekayim Adol Yada. And if you could be Mekayim Adol Yada by sleeping, why do you have to drink first? Ramah says, you drink a little bit, you have to carry kale, and then you go to sleep. Ramah says, if sleeping is taka kim of Adol Yada, so go straight to sleep without drinking. So the Rishiva said, Mardik. Brought down the pasuk says that David HaMelech said, "Erdoif oyvai vasiga, I will pursue my enemies and I'll kill them." I think if I remember correctly, the name Asa said, "Erdoif oyvai, I will chase them, but I'm not going to kill them. You, the Eved, to kill them." Yoshafat said, "I'm not even going to chase them. Let me just sing, and you do the rest." And Chizkiyahu said, "I'm not even going to sing. Ani yoshna al mitasi va'ata oisim. I'm going to sleep in my bed and you the Eved should do everything." First, you explain that the Shadis Kutovra Melech was on the highest Madeh. So he was able to, he asked the Eved to let me chase the Oye and I will kill them, and still he was not worried that if it's I read in at Kerkeves Miyadi that he himself is killing Oyev, even though the Poyel he's doing it, he's going to understand it's also the Eivishta, and Koshet, he's just the Shmir. And therefore, he was able to ask the Eivishta, and if Oyev I see him, let me do the killing, and still, Belchnish I read as the Kerkeves Miyadi, I still realize it's all from you. Asa was already a Lechem Adrega. He was afraid if he's kind of going to be the one killing the enemy, there's a big sakana that the Chayim Rezin has the Kerech Beitim Yadi. And he's going to forget that the Yeshua is from the Eivishta, so therefore he has the Eivishta, Ere the Voivai, but you do the killing. I'm afraid to do the killing myself, because if I'll do the killing, I'm going to convince myself that it's Kerech Beitim Yadi, I'm the one to kill them, and he's going to forget that it's from the Eivishta, so he has the Eivishta, let me just do the chasing. Because Shavu was even a lesson, Adrei. He was afraid that if he does the chasing, even if he doesn't do the killing, but there's a chayit ayin redin that is kerech v'etim yadi. Therefore, he has to aim, so let me just sing and you do the rest. Only then am I confident that I'll understand that it's all from you. And Chitzkio was on the lowest madrega, and he was afraid if he likes to even a half, even if he just sings, but there's a chayit ayin redin kerech v'etim yadi. And therefore, he has to aim, so and Yosha al mitasi, let me just sleep in my bed, and you do everything. Only then am I confident that I'll understand that it's all from you, and to the shlok kerech v'etim yadi. So the Rishina said, that's the chat over here. We know Amalek, the Torah says, Ashur Karka Badar. Rashi says, Ashur Karka Malosha Mikra. Happenstance, coincidence. The Satan of Amalek, the Yetzirah of Amalek is Shishtak and Ashkoch. They don't deny the existence of the Eivishta, Svana Eivishta, but he's not Mashkia. They are the Yetzirah of Shishtak and Ashkoch. It's all happenstance, it's all Mikra, it's all coincidence. So Haman, who was the Anakal of Amalek, was going with that Shita. So that was the battle that was taking place during Purim. The battle taking place during Purim was this Satan of Amalek, this Yetzar of Amalek, Atalf Mikra, Shishak and Ashkoch. To fight against that, so the Yidden had to go to the opposite extreme. And they had to go with the method of Chizkiyol, the Chavis, and Yashal Mitzvah, Ata Oysa, Asa Nishtar, nor Ashkoch. It is no Teva, and there's nothing but Ashkoch. So, Mamela of Yoshida said, that's why Mordechai, that's why he wanted to answer his shayla. First shayla was, what's kind of Mordechai? Mordechai wanted to save the Yidden, so why didn't he go ahead and to Achashverosh and show Achashverosh as a fool? Look, Haman's an avid, kick him out. Tetz is because since the battle that was taking place over here was against the Satan of Mikra, against the Satan of Tashok and Ashkocha, in order to fight that, you have to go to the opposite extreme. And you have to go with Chizkiyol's method of Aniyash Ramitas Vatoisa. As a kenishvayim to a hap. Because in order to fight the battle of Mishtak and Ashkocha, you have to go and show that there's nothing but Ashkocha. So Mordechai didn't want to use a method that is any shalas on his part, that he's, maybe this is a kind of that they're going to say, oh, Mordechai, look what a smart idea he did. He was such a smart guy, he thought of such a smart ace to save the Yidden. Oh, such a great idea. Look how smart our leader is that he was able to save the Yidden with his Valka ace. That wouldn't help against Amalek, against the Yetzirah of Amalek, against a Satan of a Shishok and a Shkava. That wouldn't work. You had to go to the opposite extreme and show as the Zishdol Garnish to another Ashkocha. So they couldn't use the method of David HaMelech of a Erev Avodah Vashtig, and then I'll make a Shtalus and you like Zohar Hadesh. What?
I said they want to hire him, because they spoke
Chanukah. We spoke with the Hadesh on the Seer. I don't know if you hear Chanukah. Chanukah is a different story. Chanukah, the day was because they were misyavdin, they felt that the Gershon culture was better, so in order to fight that, they had to show Mesiyas Nefesh. No, Faket, you had to show Mesiyas Nefesh. It was a point to show that they were willing to be Mesiyas Nefesh for Yiddishkeit. Because the whole there came about that they were misyavdin, that they felt the Gershon culture was better, so to fight that, they had to show the Yiddishkeit is so chashe, they had to be Mesiyas Nefesh. That's how Yoshiv explained, that's why Mordechai couldn't lay to a hat. He had to go with the method of Chizki of an Yashalam, he talks about the Eisav. Because that was the whole sakana. The whole sakana of the Satan of Amalek was a Shishtak and Ashkocha. So to fight that, they had to go to opposite extreme to show we rely on nothing but Ashkocha. We can't even link to a hat. Because then there's a sakana, we're going to say Kresh Meitzimyadi. Then we're going to say it's Mikra. It's already, you're getting involved in the Satan of Amalek. To fight that, you have to go to the opposite extreme, that there's nothing but Ashkocha. So they had to use the method of Chizkiyah, and Yashlam says, Vadeoisa, Ichtu Garnish Devishter, I'm throwing myself entirely on you, and you say it. And that's the part of Esther also. That's why she made this Mishtayayin. The Gemara says, Mamish, because of this, the Gemara says, you know why she made a Mishtayayin? Because she was afraid that the Yidden are going to say, we don't have to daven, we don't have to fear, we have to protect you. The Malka is in the palace. She's going to take care of us. And they're going to rely on her and not on the Eivsh. So she went and she made these in a fray. Look, what's coming on with this Esther? She's so friendly. She's making a Mishtayayin with Achashverosh and Haman. She's their friend all of a sudden. And that way the Eden won't rely on her. And that way we'll rely only on the Eivsh. So Esther's svar was the same svar of Mordechai, that they had to go to the opposite extreme. They had to go, they can't even relate to a hand. The Hatzolah had to come exclusively through the Hashgacha process. Exclusively through the Hashgacha, with the method of Aniyoshim, Amitasha, Akaisa, that they couldn't even relate to a hand. So Esther, Yibalki was afraid that the Yidden would rely on her, and the rest of the she has protection. So she had to be Mavakal then. And she had to prepare, she had to make believe that she's buddy-buddy with Akashverosh and Haman, and she makes a big Mishtayayin, and that way the Yidden will forget about her, and Taka, they'll throw themselves in Gassin on the Eivsh. She said, that's the shock why we have to drink on Purim, and that's why we have to get shikr. Because the kayach of Purim is the kayach of, and Yashan, we talked about the Isa, the kayach to throw ourselves entirely on the shkach of the Eivsha, only that way can we battle the Sultan of Amalek. So a person, when he's not shikr, he convinces himself he has this kayach, and he's such a big Balkishan, and he's so strong, and that's a day for Kayaras, and he can rely on himself. A person gets shikr, but good shikr, he's helpless as a baby. He can't walk. I don't know, but sometimes when you get really shikr, you can't even talk. Did that ever happen to you? You get so shikr that you can't talk? I have to be a lot of times. You get so shikr, you can't even talk. You can't walk, you can't talk, you can't lift your hand, you can't lift your head. There's no kayaras right to me, Adi. A person in that massive of emes of shikr, now we can talk of Yimakayim, this Aniyoshon, he tells you, he can throw himself a tie on the Eivsha, and he can't lift up and this Kedavet Miyadi. What Kedavet Miyadi? You can't even walk, you can't even talk. What Kedavet Miyadi? So this enables us to be Mekayim, this Aniyoshon, he tells you, he said, to throw ourselves entirely on the stuff of the Eivsha. That's the Yimakayim.
One instead
of some kind of walk. Oh, that's that. When you're out of Layada, you can't walk from 4 feet. So, when you're Adol Yada, you can't walk and talk. I don't know, there's some other problem also, but for now, that's good. Okay? That's good. We've got other problem. What's Punt Adol Yada? That's not for now. Chol said, oh, so Rosh Hashanah said, that's the problem Ramo also. That's the end of going to sleep. So when a person drinks Yosef Hergeroi, and he starts feeling this feeling of Adiyoshan Mitasi, and he starts feeling this feeling of helplessness that a hotish can take away from the other, he can't do anything and he's helpless. And he takes this massive, he goes to sleep. So then it's like a hemshech of Aniyoshal Mikatsi. So then the sleeping in the bed is also a hemshech of this massive of helplessness, of this massive of throwing yourself entirely on the shkav zabari and being a bit of take away from the other. That's the shot in the Ramah. That's why you have to drink first. If you stop, go to sleep, so fast, you go to sleep, you're tired, and you're going to sleep. But once you start drinking, yes, with Aragele, so you start feeling these hargoshes of helplessness, and you start feeling this ability to throw yourself in gasin on the shkav zabari, and to be mavatli kayach v'esim yadi, and mitrech those hargoshes you go to sleep, so then you're sleeping as a continuation of Aniyashal Mitati, a continuation of this bitl of kayach v'esim yadi, and a continuation of throwing yourself in gasin on the shkav zabari. That's Afkan Dibya Roshim. Murdika uptach in Purim, you know, which I think a lot of people don't know. Most people, yes, most people, why do you get shook on Purim? I tell you, because Sukkah and the Simcha, so why don't you get drunk on Sukkah? Sukkah is the rice of Makhtar here. Why don't you get drunk then? That's not the need of drinking. The need of drinking, like the Rashid is saying, is to induce this massive of helplessness, this massive where you can throw yourself entirely on the Shkav Zabari, this bitl of Kervet Niyadi, that's the need of Shikras, and that's the Ramah of going to sleep. It's a hemshech of these feelings of bitl Kervet Niyadi, of throwing yourself on the Shkav Zabari, of being the kindest, and Yosha Amitav. In the word of Kachat and Rashid. I want to relate to Gavali that's why Purim is called Purim Hashem HaPurim. You know, it's like today you have some goyim that they say straight out that they want to kill you. Machshemoinik in Iran, like other terrorists, and then you have some terrorists that they couch their hatred, you know, in flowery words of compromise, and they speak very peacefully, but inside there's the same rishonim and the same antisemitism. So that's what Haman was doing. Haman was going with the Sheet of Amalek but he wanted to modernize his words, you know. He wanted to make it more palatable and more acceptable to the world. So, you know what he said? He said, Ashkacha, my grandfather, I'm all excuse me, Tom, I'm going to show you that. No Ashkacha at all. The Abish creates such a world and he leaves it after. Look at the world around you and you say the Abish created such a palatable world, and then he just says, oh, no, I'm not Mashiach, it's Hefka, whatever happened. That can't be. I have the world events and world history and Dvarim HaMishum Shalayim, Avad HaEvesh is Hashkiah, Avad is Hashkiah. But in the silly, inconsequential things, in the throw of the die, in the lack, over there already, that's where there's Hashkiah. Avad in the big stuff, in the Dvarim HaMishum Shalayim, of course there's Hashkiah on that, you know, when nations battle each other, in world history, of course there's Hashkiah on the big stuff. But on the Kledekaisen, on the things that seemingly are happening by chance, you throw the die. Okay? One number's gonna come up on the die, that's already Ashkacha. Silly little inconsequential things like that. Darsis is talking Ashkacha. Over there is no bari. The throw of the gyro, that's mamish pure chance. Over there is no Ashkacha. That's what Hamas said. So to go ahead and say Dugri like his grandfather said, she's talking Ashkacha before, who's gonna listen to him? That's already not Ashkacha. That you can't say. So Hamas said, no, of course in the big stuff is Ashkacha. But in the Kleinigkeiten is no Ashkacha. There might be Ashkacha Klolus, but Ashkacha process that every little plane is off, that every little fly that flaps his wings, that over there is Ashkacha also. That already not. That's where Haman came. So Haman wanted to outsmart the Eishtim. You know what he said? If I'm going to go ahead and say, like my grandfather, Ashkacha about that, I'm going to go ahead and say, ready, come and say, let's battle the Yidden. That's already a world event. That's world history to try to battle the nation of Chalizol. Of course, the Eishtim is going to that. There is no hope. You know what? Let's outsmart the Eishtim. We'll make a Goyrol, because a Goyrol, that's mamish things of chance. That's already the throw of the die. What day is going to come on the Goyrol, that's already chance. And once the Eishtim is on Mashkiach, once the Eishtim is on Mashkiach and the Goyrol dictates this is the day to kill the Yidden, I already got it out of Ashkacha. Of course, if I go directly to fight the Eishtim in world events, of course the Eishtim is not going to let me. Of course the Eishtim is Mashkiach on that. So you know what I'm going to do? I'll make a portal. I'll make a girl. That's already a matter of pure chance. Over there, his Eishtim. Once the girl dictates, on Zion Adar, on this day, that's when you should kill the Yidden. So now already the Kircha, the girl is going to allow it to happen. And once the girl chose it, it's already too late. I asked him out of the Eishtim. That was Haman's plan. Of the Eishtim division, no way, Jose. Fakir, Hashkacha process not just in the big detail. Even in the cleanse, the insignificant, seemingly insignificant, even in the throw of the die. Even in where the girl, what day the girl brings up. Dorte bin Ech Mashkir. So Mamela, Taka, this was the battle taking place on the Purim, so it's not an insignificant event. Fakir, this is the Nekuda Saposta. The Nekuda of the Machlaim between Haman and Kaito was this. Is the Eishtim all Mashkir on the big thing, quote unquote? Or even on the seemingly little insignificant details, even on the poor, is there even Mashkiach on that? That was the whole battle of Purim, and that's why Taka, this is the crux of the issue. Poor, Hashem on poor, that Haman said in the poor, it's Mashkiach Hashkacha. That's the name. It's not just Hashkacha close on the big stuff, even in the cleansed, the seemingly insignificant Zachin, over there is also Hashkacha, and that's why it's called Purim. Taka, it's not an insignificant deal, but this was Mamish, and the Kudus HaPurim, this was the crux of the Machloikis between Haman and Chalitzol, and the Eishah shows that Hashem on poor, if I care, you chose Zion because it's a beer day, and I'm going to show you if I catch it today. I saw it, and then if I saw it. So, you know, I was thinking with this verdict that we know that Purim, there was no openness, right? The name of the Eibush is not mentioned in the Megillah because there's no openness on Purim. The Eibush, the micromanaged Teva, and through its micromanagement of Teva, you know, Mordechai supposedly by coincidence, quote unquote, heard Dixon and Sarish, you know, speaking in this funny language that they wanted to assassinate. And put the Mikra, you know, Esther just coincidentally, quote unquote, happened to be chosen, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The person wants to get denied the whole mess. It's like a mess, everything. What's the Pshat? The Pshat is, of course, the Nefesh HaChaim says that if a person is misbehaving on Ein HaGuvadai, if a person focuses intensely and without any other machshav, if he focuses exclusively on Enam Bavada, stuck in Teva. He can rise above Teva. You know, if you do the Brisker Rav during the Muhammad used this Yeshua when he went through the checkpoints of the Nazis, he was burning peep, and Eina Mavada, and he just passed through. Him and his own Mishpacha, they just passed through. And the Pshat is Pasha. The Pshat is because when a person allows himself to believe, they clear the base of the audience, to believe in the power of Teva, says the Eivishta, okay, you want to believe in Teva? Teva controls you. You're putting yourself under the jurisdiction of Teva? Teva has the yad over you. But if a person says, Mishpacha Teva, and says, Nor the yad abari, and Eina Mavada, that there's nothing but the Eivishta, there's no such thing, like we're saying, even in the smallest, insignificant details, even over there, Eina Mavada, Mishpacha Teva, he rises above that. So during Purim, that's what happened. During Purim, we're saying that the whole Nakudas are pulled between Haman and the Yidden was this. Is the Eivishta only Mashkiach on the big stuff? Or is he Mashkiach even on the poor, even on the most insignificant detail? And the Yidden were miming, they didn't rely on Mordechai to show that Haman's an Eved. They didn't rely on Esther, who seemingly was a traitor. They threw themselves on Tzayim and Tefillah, and they relied on Eidah Mabadi, as the Shtok and Tevah, there's nothing but the Eivishta. So they accessed this Kayach of the Nefesh HaChayim, and they rose above them. The Mokinet is a Teva. So the Eivishta wants to make a Yeshua, wants to make a Tzala, he has to make a mess. He has to go extra Teva. But when you focus on Eina Mavadi, which was Yidden on Purim, so there's not a Teva. If there's no Teva, there's no need for a Ness. A Ness is the Mokinet that you have a Mahalach of Teva, and the Eivishta wants to go above it, he has to make a Ness to go above Teva. But when you focus on Eina Mavadi, which is what Yidden did on Purim, that they said that the only Ashraf and nothing but Ashraf, so Teva had no sleep over them. They rose above Teva. You buy the boss Teva, there's no need for that. Then the Teva itself becomes like a piece of clay that the Eivishta can mold to help you out. The Eivishta doesn't have to make nisim. Ness is necessary when there's a Mahalach of Teva. When you rise above the Mahalach of Teva, you don't need Ness. Within Teva, the Eivishta will show you that there's a Teva. And that's what happened on Purim. And that's Merzik, why Purim was in a Hapapur. Why? I for the same, you say. As long as there's Teva, the Eivishta doesn't want to rise above Teva. He doesn't want to change his Mahalach. He sets up the world to run off the Teva, doesn't want to change his Mahalach. So if Lentech Hashem comes to Zera, and the Goyim want Hashem annihilate us, so the Eivishta has to make Yeshua, he'll make a mess, he'll save the Yidden. But he's not going to change Teva further than that. To make it in a Habahu, which is a further Shini Teva, no, that he doesn't want to do. He's within the Mahalach of Teva, he's within the boundaries of Teva, okay, I have to save the Yidden, I'll save them. I should make it in a Habahu that the Yidden become over the Goyim, that's a further Shini Teva. I'm not going to do that, I want to change Teva. But the luck of that there is no Teva. Because when the Yidden access the Nefesh HaChayim and they rose above Teva, after they stuck in Teva, so why can it be with Habakkuk also? I'm not making the Shini Teva. There is no Teva. The Teva itself becomes the piece of clay in the Eivishta's hand. After they stuck in Teva, it can already be with Habakkuk also. Why not? The only reason why normally it's not going to be with Habakkuk, because as long as it was in the badges of Teva, so the Eivishta has to make a Shini Teva. He has to make a Nes. He's going to limit that Nes. Okay, I'll save the Yidden. I'm not going to make a further Nes to make with Habakkuk. But Purim, that they access the Nefesh HaChayim, this Kayach of Eina Mavadi, and they rose above Teva, after they started to get Teva that day, it can be with Habakkuk also, why not? I'm not making any Shini Teva, I'm not making any Nisim, there's no Teva, it can be with Habakkuk also. So Rabbi said, this answers our original Kasha, right? I imagine that we can access this Kayach, the Kayach of Teva of Davis is the 500th power. Can you imagine a world without the Shlita of the Sata? Can you imagine a world where the Tzad HaTayv is 500 times more powerful? Can you imagine the click? Can you imagine the Stavkus today that we would have? This is how we can do it. If we internalize this Nefesh HaChayim, which is the Kayach of Purim, which is the energy of Purim, you know, you think about it, Purim, when people get shikker, what's everyone crying about? Everyone's crying, I want to do tshuva. Oh, a guy goes, come to me, I want to learn. The guy didn't learn a word a whole year. Purim come to Tzavan. I want to learn. I want to do tshuva. Simchas Torah also, guys get drunk. Some guys get drunk, right? But it's a different vibe. Simchas Torah, you don't hear this tshuva. What's the pshat? This verb. Because Purim, the Hashpah of Purim is this. The Hashpah of Purim is this. Eino Bavadei. This rising above our chumis. This rising above our teva. You get out of that chumis. You get out of that beard. You get into this mode of Eino Bavadei, you connect to the Eivishta that way. So that's all you want is Hatava. That's all you want is Teva. That's all you want is Hatava. And that makes us cry. And that makes us be mischar. And that's why there's such a vibe of tshuva. We have Simchas Torah doesn't have that Hashpa, okay? Sameach with the Torah, Gevaldik. But that vibe of Hatava is not there. That vibe of tshuva is not there. Why? Because that's the Kayach of Purim. That's the Kayach of Purim when we internalize this Eino Bavadei, when we get out of this Teva, we get away from our Teva, we get away from our Chumis, boom! We connect so solidly to the Eishra. So that's all you want is to connect further, tighter. That's Purim. You rise above Teva, that's the Pshat. Avada in Etzem, the Koyach HaTava of the Eggs is 500 times better. But that's in the ultimate truth. In Teva, so if we will access this Koyach of Purim, if we will access and internalize this Ashkoyach of Purim, and we will bring within our Neshama this Koyach of Enel Levadei, and this Koyach to rise above our Chumis, and to rise above our Teva, and we will connect to the Eishet in that way, then we'll reach that ultimate truth of the Koyach HaTayv to the 500 power. And can you imagine the Eishet, can you imagine the glitz, can you imagine the fortune that we will have if we will, can you imagine the light that we will exist in if we can access that? So, that's the secret of Eishet. That's the secret to get the Koyach in this pasuk. Koyach HaTayv to the 500 power, what? Let's internalize this Koyach of Purim. Let's get out of our Chumis, let's be Mizbayin Taka the Nefesh HaChai and Eil Bavad. Let's realize that it's only Hashkacha, and that way we'll Taka, you know, it won't be any Teva of us, and we'll be able to be Mizdavik totally, and we'll Taka be able to access this Kleif of the Pasuk of the Kleif HaTayla Devesh of the 500 power, and let's tie on a good one.